songs from Boston to Chicago.
You sing along to Little Red Corvette every single time it's on the radio.
And you still talk about the Big Red Machine.
Not as much. My teams are L.A. and Philly.
So you're an L.A. woman now.
Yeah, for baseball. And hello, Eagles all the way.
Just because they beat Brady, you are such a pretender.
Oh, Brass in Pocket, another great song.
Smart Sports on KGYM and Smart Rock on Smart FM. 95.1 Cedar Rapids, 98.5 Iowa City.
3 minutes past the hour, 9 o'clock. Good Saturday morning, everyone, and welcome to the Coach's Corner here on KGYM on a sunny but chilly Saturday morning. I think we can even say cold Saturday morning, as it's right now 19 degrees here in Cedar Rapids. Scott Unash with you. We're going to talk some track and field with you on the program today, some Marion track and field and some Prairie track and field, so stay tuned for that. But as always, let's take a look at a few events that happened last night and at least a few that are scheduled to go on today. Yesterday in Midwest League Baseball, the Colonels were postponed, just too cold to play over in the Quad Cities. They will have the home opener today, we hope, at 5 o'clock, just past 5 o'clock, against Quad Cities. Cedar Rapids, of course, winning the opener on Thursday. The Rough Riders went to Sioux City last night, kept their playoff hopes alive as they knocked off Sioux City by a score of 6-4. Same two teams will play tonight in Cedar Rapids. The Rough Riders, with a win, can still get into the USHL playoffs, so best of luck to Coach Carlson and Cedar Rapids. Golf yesterday at the Masters in Augusta, Zach Johnson with a 2-over par 74, now even for the tournament. It has started to rain in Augusta and expected to rain most of the day. We'll see how much they get in, but Zach, 9 shots behind the leader, Patrick Reed. One girls' soccer game from last night, Linmar with the shutout of Jefferson, that by a score of 6-0. Now, events that are scheduled to go on today, there's a whole schedule full of boys and girls' tennis that is supposed to go on, and again, check it out before you make your way out to the venues, because it is a cold one here today, and we'll see if they're going to be playing or not on the tennis courts today. Same thing with boys soccer. The Linmar tournament scheduled to go off today. Also, Washington hosting a round-robin tournament, if you will. Davenport Central, Davenport North, Jeff and Wash over at Kingston today. And that was scheduled to get underway at 11 o'clock. Girls soccer action. Prairie scheduled to go over to Council Bluffs to take part in the Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson tournament. Also, Washington scheduled to go over to Davenport Central for an 11:30 game today. College baseball, Iowa, scheduled to host Ohio State. They have moved the schedule around again. It will now be a doubleheader today beginning at 1 o'clock. I would imagine they'll probably try to get at least one of those games in. We shall see. Scheduled to take on Luther today in a doubleheader beginning at 1 o'clock. Same thing with Mount Mercy, scheduled to host Clark today in a doubleheader beginning at 1 o'clock. Cornell is at Knox for a doubleheader. Kirkwood is up at Iowa Lakes for a doubleheader. Softball, Iowa, scheduled to host Wisconsin today at Pearl Field at 1:30 in a doubleheader. And Penn, also coming up today, Peru State at Mount Mercy. That is a doubleheader for 1 o'clock. You and I over at Valpo, and Kirkwood up at Iowa Lakes with softball as well as baseball. And again, check those things out before you head out today, because it is a chilly, chilly early April Saturday morning. We'll take a quick break, come back, and talk some track and field with you here in the Coach's Corner. So stay with us. More to come right after this.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Underlings, I'm sensing some tension between us lately, so I'm proposing a peace offering.
A peace offering?
Yes, by this time tomorrow, you are all expected to give me a peace offering. Gifts, cash, compliments, whatever.
What do we get out of it?
You get to keep working here, if your peace offering is deemed worthy.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect, one who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply free. When you text the word HOT to 797979, Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text HOT to 797979. Text HOT to 797979.
This is IndyCar.
Him, it's Newbart with power and passion right there. They start to look like one car together.
Twin checkers out, and for the 10th time in his career, Simon Pagenaud goes to victory lane here at Phoenix International Raceway.
The Verizon IndyCar Series returns to ISM Raceway for the Phoenix Grand Prix. Listen live this Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern.
The Phoenix Grand Prix, Saturday night at 8 on 107.5 and 106.3 FM, KGYM. 908 back with you on the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner program here on KGYM. Coming up later on, again, weather permitting, we will have coverage of baseball and golf for you at 12:30 on 107.5 FM. Twins game still on as of now. Twins at home to take on the Seattle Mariners in a chilly Twin Cities. And we will have coverage of the third round of the Masters as well, beginning at 1 o'clock. That'll be on 1600 AM and 106.3 FM. And then tonight, NBA basketball coming up at 7 o'clock for you on 1600 AM. While the FM's at 8 o'clock tonight, they move back the starting time a little bit, 8 o'clock for the IndyCar race down at Phoenix. So lots of good sports. Check it out at KGYMRadio.com. as you can get the complete schedule coming up right there. Well, it is 20 degrees, but on the way up, and the sun is out. But we're going to talk some track and field here. Chad Zaretsky, the Marion boys track and field coach, is here in studio with us. And it's kind of been this way all spring for you guys, hasn't it?
It has been. We're saving money on diesel fuel, not taking buses to meets at this point. So.
You'd like to change that, though.
Yes, we'd like to get to a meet here. So hopefully Tuesday it's warm enough to get over to Prairie.
Yeah, you're going to, when Bill gets here, Coach Schwartz from Prairie, I think you guys are going to, talk over how you can influence Mother Nature a little bit to try to get some running in.
Yeah, I don't know if we have to bring our own shovels or what, but we'll hopefully get over there on Tuesday.
I know you did indoor meets, but have you had a meet outdoors yet?
We did. We ran at Cascade about a week and a half ago. It was cold and windy, not ideal, but we did get one outdoor meet in just to kind of get the kids an opportunity to get out and compete. So that was a good opportunity. Everybody on the team got an opportunity to run that day. So do have one under our belt, but haven't done anything since then. So
yeah, well, yeah, I think everybody's got spring fever right now a little bit. You want to get them outside. The kids want to get outside, and it's just it's a shame that we have this weather.
Yeah, it is. It's tough. I've not experienced anything quite like this before. But you just do what you can, and take care of the things you can control, and just try to be smart with workouts. Get them outside when they can. Get down to the track. Get them on the trails where needed. Try to take care of the legs. It's kind of tough with the hallways and that sort of stuff. Trying to make sure that they don't develop any injuries, shin splints, those sorts of things. So just being smart with workouts and doing the best we can with what we got.
Right. And well, it can't be any better than coming off a state championship. That's what you guys have. And did that help things out as far as numbers in the off season? Everyone's got to be excited about track right now, and really all the sports at Marion.
Yeah, no, it was a fun season last year. Obviously, enjoyed the whole ride. It was great, great for the kids, great for the school and community. Numbers this year were about the same, right around 50. You always pick up a couple, lose a couple, just kind of attrition of those sorts of things. But good energy, a lot of excitement with the team, ready to continue to work hard, have some high goals again this year. And, as far as the school as a whole, things are rolling pretty well for us across the board. It's tough to pick an activity, fine arts, athletics, any of them. You pick one of them and things are going pretty well for them. So that's exciting for the kids to be a part of.
Yeah, and you got quite a bit coming back off of last year's championship team. And I think obviously you start off with young Blair Brooks out there, who is terrific in the field events, but also gets out there on the track as well. But going to be taking you going to Iowa next year. But you're happy you got one more year with Blair.
Yeah, he's a great kid. He's a good leader on the team, takes care of everybody. Really focused. Obviously, he's talented. But you know, makes the most out of what he's got. He spends a lot of time kind of honing everything, doing those little things to make sure that he's technically sound and everything. You know, obviously a great high jumper, long jumper, a great hurdler, sprinter for us. So that's, you know, it's part of the challenge is figuring out what we're going to do with him throughout the season, and kind of as we get into that championship mode towards the end, where are we going to focus and what's going to be the game plan for him.
Yeah, and it's like a puzzle. We mm-hmm. talk about it every year. You just got to figure out where to fit all the pieces together.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, that's the exciting piece of it. You know, you got all the lineups laid out for the meets in front of you over the next couple weeks, and trying to figure out what we're going to do and game plan, and see if the kids are where we think they are, and put the relays together. What's the best lineup? You know, who's going to get us out in the relays and the best? So you know. Trying to find that lead leg, trying to find that anchor, all those little variables that go into it makes it fun. It's kind of fun to just collaborate with the coaches and talk to the kids too about their thoughts on how they're feeling about things, and it's just exciting to be a part of.
All right, and hurdles as well. And I know he ran a 200 as well, yeah. So got out there and did that too.
Yeah, no, he's talented. He's versatile. And so, you know, are we going to hurdle with him? Are we going to just sprint with him? Is he going to be part of some of our relays? You know, just kind of looking at what are the other pieces that we have on the team and what makes the most sense, and looking at what the rest of the state looks like at this point too. You know, it's early yet. Some teams haven't even run yet. So when we get closer to that district meet, we'll kind of see what's out there and what teams are running and what makes the most sense for us to put together for relays and how to use him.
Well, you saw a few at Cascade anyway, and then saw a few obviously during the indoor mm-hmm. season. But the indoors so much different than the outdoor season.
Yeah, it is. It's indoors is just a nice opportunity for some of those kids to just get out and compete early. A lot of times we haven't had a chance to do a whole lot of training in a facility other than a hallway, and maybe you get outside a little bit if it's nice enough weather at that point. But really, it's kind of use those as opportunities to practice get some work with some blocks, get some work with just some strategy pieces.
Yeah, and well, you know, Blair obviously a big part of the team, but you got others helping out as well, and some good people coming back and to help you out.
Yeah, you know, we got Jeremy Fatma coming back, distance runner for us, and won the state championship in cross country a year ago, second place this fall. Just a talented runner, great kid, worked so hard. And he had a good spring last year, but was really had some injuries he was dealing with, and performed really well at the state meet considering where he was. He kind of shut down for a good portion of the first part of the summer just to kind of get himself back healthy. And he's looking really good right now. He's been smart with workouts and kind of developing and working on some of those strengths that will help him continue to move forward in where he's at. So we got big goals for Jeremy as well. He's been a great part of this over the last 4 years, and as a senior, you know, we'll be sad to lose him at the end of this year, but again, glad to have him for that senior year here, and just really pleased with the way he's developing so far this spring.
Right, and you were telling me before we got going, he'd run in anything.
Yeah, we talked the other day about having to cancel a meet because it was going to be 29 degrees, and he didn't think that was a good enough reason. He said, we can run in that. So I know, Jeremy, you can run in that, but none of the sprinters want to.
True distance runner.
Yes, true distance runner.
That is out there. And but, you know, with Jeremy and with Blair, great 1-2 punch right there. But you got more.
We got a lot of depth to help out too. Yep, got a lot of kids coming back. You know, we look at the kids that ran at the state meet last year. Grant Meth, a senior, part of a couple relays, 4x2, 4x4, and our sprint medley. Chris Molinkle coming back, part of relays that placed. Dawson Kirk coming back, one of our seniors. And then we got some junior with Harrison Vanderlinden. He qualified in the open 8, but he's looking really good, kind of filling in some of our distance stuff and 800s. And then Connor Whalen and Cole Heeman, two sophomores that ran in our 4x4 last year, and they look pretty good. And I hope I didn't forget anybody. I don't have any notes in front of me. So. Got a lot of good kids.
Yeah, and just some of the others. Did you mention Matthew Brazzi?
Yep, Matt Brazzi. Matt's a good 800 runner for us, and he's obviously part of that basketball team that had a great season this year. And so it always worries you when you're so happy for the basketball kids when they have that success, but it delays when you get to work with them in the spring, and you worry some a little bit about that shape. But he came out right away in some of those first practices. It was like, okay, he's fine. He's been doing something. He's got his lungs are there, so he looks pretty good. Ja'Cory Higgins is out, running back for us. He came out this year, which is good, and he's gonna be a good addition. And Trevor Paulson's with us. He was injured most of last year, and just didn't get him back soon enough. I think if we had another week healthy with him last year, we'd have been able to do some more things. But he's been healthy there, and we just got a nice group of kids. A lot of freshmen, sophomores, some talented kids that we're just kind of developing right now to get them ready to go. Isaac Chakota, sophomore, he's probably going to be our leadoff in our shuttle. He's looking pretty good right now too. So we just got a lot of kids out that we're developing and hoping to kind of fit some pieces together. But as you said, it's a puzzle. It's a big puzzle, lots of pieces, and just try to put them together as best you can.
Yeah, you with the basketball team getting to the state tournament, you missed a couple weeks with those kids, but good to have them out.
Yes.
Though that they didn't lose the focus, and sometimes that happens.
Yeah, no, and that's it's good. I encourage the kids to be multi-sport athletes. I think that helps just with the competition, being a part of something special, working with others. You're working different muscles too. If you're just running all the time, if you're doing the same motion, you can kind of wear down. But if you're working different muscle groups throughout the season, switching things up, I think that's good. And we've got a lot of kids that are doing 2, 3, 4 sports. So that's it's a testament to them and their work and their desire to be a part of something outside of the spring. And I'd love track to always be the number one sport for kids. That's typically not the case, but we do have a handful right now where we would identify track as maybe tied for first with another one. So
yeah, well, that's good to have.
Yeah.
Good to have there. And you mentioned some of the young kids, and they're got a lot of enthusiasm too. Sometimes you have to talk kids into hurdling, but you tell me you got guys that want that are volunteering to hurdle.
Yeah,
which is
I got quite a crew of young kids hurdling, trying to build that stable back up. Our shuttle back from last year, we've got some of those older kids, Trey Robertson, Hunter Johnson, Trevor's a part of that, Isaac's a part of that, but we've got some young kids coming in, some that have hurdled a while and others that we've encouraged to hurdle, and it's going all right. And they're starting to say, okay, this is something that we can kind of develop. We've got the speed, just need to keep working and get some reps and kind of work those technical things. So, excited to have those young kids continue to develop over the years. We could hopefully build that back up in something pretty special. So,
well, we talked about Blair and the jumps, but how about the throws?
Throws, what's that looking like? we got Caleb Wagner, senior. He's just progressed really well each year, and he's anxious to get to a meet where the holding the shot doesn't give him frostbite. he's been great. We've got a throws coach, Coach Lang. It's his first year for us. Coach Clark retired last year, so he's kind of filling right in there, getting those kids fired up. Caleb's our kind of our number one thrower right now, and looking really good. He's developed. He's kind of taken on the assistant coach role, which has been nice, and I think that's really helped him develop his technique too. As he's having to teach it, and as you always say, if you can teach it, you know it. So he's done a nice job, and we're anxious. He's PR'd in both events already in the one meet that we had. So looking for him to have a good season, and we'll kind of see how things end up as we kind of progress. But he's great. But I got a really good group of young throwers as well. Freshman class has several kids in there that look pretty good. A couple other kids have come out again for the first time this year as juniors and sophomores. So a nice group of throwers. Got about 8 or 9 of them out there working in the rings. So
yeah, and like I said, hopefully it'll warm up that they can touch some of the implements.
Yes.
So
yeah,
it'll be all right. Yeah. And you guys have a unique situation, of course. Your track located at the football field is not at the school.
Yep.
So a lot of times you don't get down to the track. You got to use your imagination to come up with ways to go through a practice at school.
Yeah, we do a lot of car dodging in the parking lot. You know, it's with the with whether the track's clear or just the weather and the temperature, we sometimes decide to stay up at the school just because we want to have an opportunity to get out of the cold and wind in between reps and stuff. But we do try to get outside every day that's feasibly possible, keep them out of the hallways, and we'll do just do some stuff in the parking lot, on the grass, in the trail, those sorts of things. But you do get creative. You talk to them about, we're in a parking lot, so we try to stay, and we usually get out there after most of the traffic's gone, but just reminding them that the car's going to win. So just be careful and be aware of what we're doing. So, but yeah, they've been really good and really responsive this year with the weather. They understand there's not a whole lot we can do about it. Just it is what it is, and we'll get the work in. And we just kind of talk about don't take reps off. There's not a whole lot of time when we really look at the schedule of what we got left in the season. So every rep's important, and we're doing it for a reason. So make sure that we're staying focused with that and kind of pushing each other and making sure we're doing everything we can to put ourselves in a position to have success at the end.
Yeah, because it's kind of crazy. It's at least halfway in the season, if not past the halfway mark.
Yeah, we're not a lot left when you really start looking at it, which kind of makes you nervous when you really haven't had any meets yet. We've talked about that, and I kind of put that on the kids right kind of at spring break when we have that, end of March or whatever, middle of March. I tell them how many weeks we have left of the season, and it's usually they kind of their eyes open wide and take a step back and say, okay, that kind of makes it real for them when you put it in the terms of this is how many weeks we have left, and it's not very many, it's single digits. It helps them focus a little bit too when they see that we've got a limited time to really get some quality work in. So
right, and I know you're itching, and we keep the fingers crossed.
Yeah,
on Tuesday night.
Yeah, Coach Short says he says it's going to be great.
When what else you have after that? I know that people are trying to get meets in, and it's kind of a scramble situation.
Yeah, we were able to pick up a meet on Thursday at Mount Pleasant. So we are kind of loaded up the next week and a half, which then that creates its own challenges of trying to be smart with kids and what are we running, what are we not running, are we going to take it easy one meet and just maybe run one event per kid or something like that. But yeah, we go to Mount Pleasant on Thursday. We got an opportunity to get in their meet, which we appreciate their flexibility with us on that. And then Saturday we'll be at Kingston for the Draxton Stiers, Kennedy. And then the next week we host a JV meet on Monday, and then Tuesday we go to Solon, and Thursday we're down at the Four Walled Relays in Iowa City. So it's a challenge when you have stuff kind of packed that tight, but we'll just kind of be smart with kids, and just they're pretty good about telling me how they're feeling and judging their own soreness and some of that sort of stuff. So we try to be smart with them.
Mm-hmm. And how's the rest of the WOMAC look this year as far as track is concerned? You got a chance to take a look at some of the teams in the indoor and
yeah,
whatnot?
You know, we talk when we get some of those indoor meets and that, and you know, there it's pretty tight. I mean, I think there's I don't know that there's anyone that you would say is way out there. You know, Western Dubuque was so talented last year, and they kind of ran away with the conference meet last year, and they've got a lot back. So they're going to be tough. But really a lot of the schools are just, they're pretty talented. It's fun to have a conference that's as loaded in track as we are. You know, you've got, Vinton's always able to put some things together. Center Point always has some good stuff. Anamosa looks tough this year. Keep going on. I keep naming the whole conference, basically. But Mount Vernon's always there. Solon always has stuff that's going pretty well for him. So just it's fun. It's fun to be a part of that, and we all get along and have fun at those meets and push each other and kind of talk about what goals are but it's It's a great conference and a lot of talented kids in the conference, which is fun to see that when you get down to state meet. You're rooting for your own kids, but you're also rooting for your conference kids. So then, you know, being 3A, it's always fun to root for those metro schools too. So you like seeing those Cedar Rapids schools and Marion schools in the 4A doing well too.
Right, and hopefully have a bunch of them coming up in the next month or so as we get into championship season anyway. And you mentioned Coach Clark stepped down. What's your staff looking like this year?
Yeah, so Coach Clark stepped down this year. So Coach Lang is throwing coach for girls and boys. His first year, he's a new teacher for us, came from Humboldt, Iowa. So he's stepped into that role and has done a nice job kind of working through and developing some things and building those relationships with kids. Coach Pfeiffer is kind of helping us out with our distance kids. So he's working with Jeremy and Harrison, some of our other distance kids there with that. And he's our assistant cross country coach as well. And then Coach Dabrowski's back. He's been our assistant. He's been with me for the 4 years. And then he was a year prior to that before I came back to the coaching. So, and he's been great. And we, Jason and I, we talk a lot and text back and forth. We're emailing this morning on lineups for next week, and I shoot him drafts of stuff, and he corrects me, says, that's not going to work. And so he's really great. I just appreciate all the time and effort and energy and passion he has for the sport, and he really kind of helps keep things going as well. So.
Yeah, a good group right there. And then I know you work closely with the girls team as well. Because they're also in the same situation with the track not there.
Yep. We try to collaborate when we can. And, you know, Coach Page and Coach Ferguson retired as well. So she's got another assistant, Coach Michaela Combs. She graduated a few years back, and she's teaching family consumer science for us this year. So she's new to the girls staff. And so they're working through things, and they're itching as well. But we try to share spaces and try not to step on each other's toes in the gym when we do that, and it's a good staff. We're good stuff going on. They should have a pretty talented team this year too. They've got some newcomers and some returning veterans. So I'm excited to see them take a couple steps as well with what they're doing and how they perform throughout the year.
You know, it's going to go from 43 degrees to 83 degrees.
Yes. Yeah.
That's the way it's going to work this year.
Yes.
And it's going to be in like one day.
Yeah.
And then everyone's going to be complaining that it's too hot.
Right. Right. No, I don't know after this winter if anyone will complain that it's too hot.
I don't say that.
I think this is kind of a gut check moment for everybody. The warmth is fine.
Yeah, I would agree.
Only Jeremy. Jeremy will be the only one who complain it's too hot.
But he's ready to go when it's 29 degrees.
He is. He's itching. He's ready to go. He's ready for a race. So he's hoping that Tuesday happens.
Yeah, and
he's got a shovel ready.
Could have shovels and whatnot, and Bill Call and volunteers needed for to get that get the meet in on Tuesday night. But great year last year, and hopefully equally good year this year over at Marion for you guys.
Yeah, we're hopeful. I appreciate the opportunity to be here. It's fun for the kids, fun for the community, and good just great all around. Despite the weather, we're still having fun. We're still having a good time. Kids are having fun. So looking forward to getting outside and running and getting this thing going.
Yeah, sounds good. Well, Chad, appreciate it. Thanks
for stopping by. Yep.
All right, we'll take a break, come back, talk some more track with you on the Coach's Corner. So stay with us, more to come right after this.
Good sportsmanship matters during the game and in life. So Fairfax State Savings Bank and the gym are proud to shine the spotlight on KGYM's community MVP.
Recognizing good sports around here and letting you know how to get in the game too.
Victims often have their lives turned upside down by crime. Show your support and help lessen the financial burden they experience by joining the Go the Distance for Crime Victims 5K Run Walk. April 14th at Thomas Park in Marion. Everyone is welcome.
Details at kgymradio.com. Click on Community MVP.
What you doing?
Oh, just envisioning what a deck would look like out here.
Yeah, I see it. Start there, build it to there. Oh yeah, barbecue right there. Tables and chairs, plenty of room for company.
So, call Fairfax State Savings Bank for a home equity line of credit?
I figured you already did.
And that's one of the reasons I love you.
Get started on your next home renovation project with a home equity line of credit from Fairfax State Savings Bank. Visit thebankhere.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is the sound of money. So is this. And this. It may not sound like money to you, but it will. Because you'll get paid while you learn to do it all. That's how the apprenticeship program at Carpenters Union, Local 308, Local 1260, and Local 678 works. You earn while you learn. So, no student debt. Check out CarpentersUnionApprenticeship.com. This is how you build a career.
She used to play hide-and-seek in your backyard. Now, she's getting married in it. So when you see a bare spot, you need something that patches it fast. Pennington One Step Complete has a revolutionary formula that repairs bare spots in only 2 weeks or less. Pennington has been trusted since 1945, and now it works even faster. One Step Complete from Pennington. Honest green. Get your lawn ready for any occasion. Head to your local retailer to pick up One Step Complete.
It's a great time to let go with the Samsung Spring for Something New event.
We came to party and we won't go home.
Upgrade and save on the latest Samsung appliances, like the Family Hub refrigerator and the Flex Wash and Flex Dry Laundry Pair. Upgrade to Samsung appliances today and get up to $500 back. Shop now at your local retailers or Samsung.com. $500 Visa reward cards. Requires purchase of three or more appliances over $5,000 in online plan. Exclude Chef Collection. See Samsung.com for terms.
Dust off your clubs. Pleasant Valley Golf Course in Iowa City is open for play with an early season special for foursomes. Call for details and reserve your group's tee time today at 319-337-2622. Get an early start to your season now for a great price at Pleasant Valley Golf Course.
Back with you at 9:34, Coach's Corner program here in KGYM. As we talk some track and field, is this bench jockeying, as they say right here? Is that what they call it here?
Yeah, I don't know what they call it. But man, bring in a state champion coach here. I'm glad I get to ask him some questions and figure out what we're going to do on Tuesday.
Yeah, you got a couple banners there, so I think you're doing okay at Prairie.
Yeah, we're having some fun. We got some things that we like, and you know it's fun to go to work.
Yeah, Coach Bill Schwartz joining us here from Prairie Track and Field and cross country as well. But talking some track and field here today. Although I imagine we got a few crossover kids from cross country to track and field. So
luckily, yeah,
that's always good to have
good kids.
First question though: is it even too cold to play ultimate outside?
We have not made the kids take off their gloves and throw the frisbee. So yeah, it's been unusual.
Yeah. Well, that's a staple. You know?
Yeah, it is. I oftentimes feel like half the kids that come out track or cross country is just a way to be able to play frisbee ultimate with the rest of their friends.
But you know what?
Whatever it takes.
That's whatever it takes and whatever gets kids motivated and interested. Well, you're in the same boat as Chad here with how many outdoor meets have you been to?
Well, we have had. Actually, we've had the last three Thursdays we've had a meet outside. So they haven't always been comfortable. But, you know, it gives the kids an opportunity to demonstrate that they are smart and they can adapt and not just be athletically into the game and be able to compete, but be smart enough to handle the elements and control what you can control.
Right, and you know, every coach is kind of under the same umbrella right now. You know, what do? We don't want to push them too hard because it is cold and this and that, and it makes even that, like we talked about with Chad, that puzzle piece, it makes it even tougher now with the weather.
Yeah, I mean, it does. And like Chad was saying with Jeremy and the distance guys, you know, they're at home in it. They can do anything out in the whatever the elements are, and they love those situations. And you know, you get the fast twitch kids and hamstrings, and it can go wrong in a hurry, and then you've lost a significant part of the season. So trying to manage the events and the specialties, what kids can do what, where, and when, it is a challenge.
Yeah, well, how did Thursday go for you then?
We had some good events. We've got, you know, our squad is just starting to come together. We've got... you know, we've got some the four by eight kids are looking good, and we had some good times, some good performances. Really impressed by junior discus thrower Caden Schilling. He was able to keep stretching it out, and we're pretty confident that he's going to be able to make it to Drake. Big leap forward for him and Coach Moeller, and you know, some of the other things. I think as the next couple weeks move forward, I think that we're going to see across the state a lot of improved performances, and hopefully we can move with them. Right now is Drake qualifying season, and trying to put together lineups and talking with Chad and who are you going to use here and there. And, you know, it's really a nice thing in our community that the track coaches, we're all fans of each other and good friends. And when we've got an athlete that we think might have a chance to compete at Drake, and we can, you know, ask our peers in the coaching community, what are you going to do with your outstanding runner? Because our guy could use the help in the competition to get there. So looks like we're on for the 3200 on. We might be jumping over snowdrifts, but we're gonna compete.
Yeah, this meet's gonna go on.
It's
Tuesday.
Going, man.
So if you were Rocky, you're out there with snow shovels. I don't know.
Yeah,
we'll see. I think snow will be gone by then.
It's not gonna come down the first place. Come on now.
Yeah, they've downgraded it quite
a bit.
Okay,
good.
So,
I quit watching the weather. I keep pointing my finger at the sky, and it doesn't help, but at least I can quit watching the weather.
Well, that's a good place to start with a lot of your cross-country guys in the distances. And I know that's always a strength for you guys, and I imagine it is again this year.
Well, you know, it's almost, this is a bittersweet season because these seniors that we've had, you know, I've had them with the cross-country program for 6 years, and this is their fourth year I've had them with track. And we got one more go-around with Robert Lau and Max Lau and Elijah Vlasic, and they're just such good kids, and they treat each other so well. They're great with their teammates, and when they work out, they get after it, and, you know, they'll do whatever it takes. And they've had a real good spring so far, and we're looking forward to how things are going to end up with them on the track. Trying to figure out how to use them with the relays and then the open races, the 3200 and the 1600, open 800. It's a puzzle. It's a fun thing to put together and figure out what they want to do and what they think they can do and what we think they can do, and get some of their teammates in there with them. Colton LaGrange, a junior, and Mike Jasa. Mikey was a great kid with us in the cross-country program the last couple of years, injured just before state this year, and we thought we had a real good team going in, and without Mikey being healthy, we had our challenges, but he's come in and he's always been kind of a hurdler for us. He's a great hurdler in the spring, and we've just thrown him into a couple 800s, and he's sub 2 minutes already. So he's going to help that 4x8 crew if we need him out there on the track.
All right, and it's good to have that versatility.
Yeah, it's crazy. We're looking at the Kansas relays, an opportunity that we went to a couple years ago, and the kids loved it, and it was hard on the coaches, and we thought, all right, maybe every other year we can go. And so we're looking at, they've got a 2000 steeplechase, and Mikey's been recruited to Loras as a steeplechaser. So I'm trying to figure out with the coaches at KU, what is it, UK or KU? I don't know.
KU.
I don't know what, all right.
KU.
Kansas. I'll just say Kansas. How do I get a kid into the 2000 steeplechase? We don't have anything to qualify him from. And they've been really helpful, so we'll see if that happens. But yeah, he's a special kid.
Oh, a unique opportunity.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we don't have that here.
We don't. I don't know if they have snow down there or anything, but boy, it would be great. You know, that's our prom weekend too. So sometimes the dates are not all that anxious about losing their their escort for much of the weekend, but we'll try and patch it all together.
Yeah, you got to coach and you got to be, you know, a counselor like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Of the lovelorn.
Yes, it's there's a lot of moving pieces.
Yeah, but it's a great opportunity, you know, to go down to a meet like that.
It is, you know, it is a great venue and a great event. You know, sometimes when those things are, you hear about them, you imagine that they are, you know, the end all. But as soon as I say that, and then we come back and the following week is the Drake Relays, you know, Kansas is not, it ain't no Drake Relays.
Right.
You know, there is no beating that.
Yeah. Well, it kind of shows how good Drake is too.
Drake is, you know, you can count on it being 40 degrees and raining. but other than that, it is amazing with all the professionals, Olympians, and then, you know, our kids, I think they don't understand sometimes what a special opportunity they have to be warming up with Olympic athletes and out there on the track. The next event up is a high school event, and they just watched, you know, their idols running right before them. So it is a special thing for the state of Iowa.
Yeah, and we talked to Blake the other day, and they got a 100 coming up.
Yeah.
That's going to be just...
Isn't that amazing?
Amazing. So that's going to be worth the price of admission right there.
Yeah, it is. It's something we are really looking forward to. I hope we get some kids qualified for it.
Yeah. Well, how about your sprinters so far? Not sprint weather, but...
It's been a challenge to get those sprinters good opportunities. And Coach Tierney is our sprint coordinator, our speed guy, and he you know, he's got them running in the halls, and when we can get out on the track and the field turf, and he's doing a great job with those guys. And you know, we've got some kids that are coming off of injuries from the past, and Justin Klobeck is a great sprinter, and he is still on the shelf for a couple more weeks. So we're hoping to get him back just in time to qualify. And if he is, you know, full go at that point, we think he'll be good for the state meet. But he's been a great leader. Colton Bell has done an outstanding job, another senior. And Anthony Pearson is a fantastic sprinter as well. And he's dealing with some lower leg things that kind of are remnants from his long athletic career. And he was run cross country and a wrestler, and he's done a great job for us in many different capacities. So we're hoping to get him involved. He started jogging again and getting back into it. And then we've got some younger kids that are real promising as well. So I know, hopefully we can start to get those guys all on the same track at the same time.
Yeah, that's the key right there. And you mentioned you're happy with discus right now.
And yep,
how yep. about the jumps and the shot and field events?
We have work to do in the other three field events, I'd say. You know, we've got Caleb Fuller. I should have talked about with the sprinters, primarily a hurdler, but he's you know, he's working hard on the high jump and you know, hoping to get in there and score some points. We've got a sophomore, Cortez Riggins, who's out over 20 feet. So I think he can score in some events or some meets. And, you know, but that is that's a need for our program right now is those jumps and trying to get some kids up there and along the pit and score some points.
Yeah. And I think, Cortez also does some running for you. And,
yeah, he's a good sprinter. Edwin Gahey he's a great 400, 200 kid, and he's done a nice job for us, a sophomore. Mason Johnson he's a senior that has an incredible background too and a fantastic leader, and he's pretty critical to our 4x4, and he'll run some eights. He's a cross-country kid and does a nice job. Another sprinter is Chandler Frieden. He's kind of a mid-distance guy, 800s and 400s, and he'd be another key part of our 4x4 as well.
And how's the, you know, usually have pretty good numbers out. Is that the case again this year?
Yeah, we've got, I think our program is at 102 right now. Hopefully we're all good to go with everybody in the room at this point, and we're pretty happy with our numbers. We feel like it is a very challenging sport, and expectations are pretty high, and everybody, especially this time of year, is pulled in different directions, and the weather gets nice, and it's, you know, it's a challenge to see the your friends going off and doing one thing, and meanwhile you're going to the track to suffer. So we're proud of our kids, and I think we're going the right direction with the number of kids we got out.
Right, and well, you got a big week for you this week, because you host on Tuesday, as we've been talking about, and it's just not, you know, roll everything out and get ready to go, because it is a challenge to put on a meet.
Boy, I tell you what, Rocky Bennett, our AD, and Lori Plinus, our activities secretary, they invest so much time and energy into hosting a top-class track meet, and they put together a great work crew, and, you know, to have a fantastic meet, I think you really have to have some great clerks. They're getting guys out there into the spots as quickly as possible. Jill Kaiser does a great job of clerking for us. And then a starter that, you know, understands the weather and what's best for the athletes, and get them out here, get them going. And Bill Neal does a fantastic job with the gun for us, keeping that meet rolling. So this week in particular, we're going to try and run that thing through. It gives the athletes maybe a little less rest time, but I think all the coaches that attend our meet understand how we run, and they know that those events are coming quick, and they understand how to get their proper rest time for their kids. And as Chad was saying earlier, you know, what events match up, and you can't run this event three events later at this meet because it runs so quickly, so push them back farther in the meet. But yeah, we're going to try and run it through and beat some of the cold temperatures when the sun goes down.
Yeah, and that'll be coming up on Tuesday. I know two of the eight teams. Do you know the other six? Or
yeah. Boy, I don't have my note card, but
that's why I asked.
Iowa City West is there. Jefferson. We got Center Point. How many am I up to?
That's three, so you need three more.
Oh, geez.
Any other city teams?
Linmar is there. Kyle Hoffman and I go back and forth on how to structure who's going to do what, and like we talked about with Chad earlier, and trying to figure out where we're going to get great competition. Now I'm up to, am I up to
need
eight?
Two more.
That's eight, right?
Six. I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness. I'm going to feel so terrible when I walk out of here.
I'm going to help you.
All right.
I'm going to help you here if I can, unless you come up with it.
No, I want to look at your screen too. Why did I sit on the other side?
Let me see if I can find it here. And
Xavier.
There you go.
That?
There's another
one. That?
You're down to one now. Tuesday would be the 10th.
Come on, Chad. Thanks, man.
North Scott.
All right. Yeah, they'll make the drive.
North Scott.
Even though we can't go to their postponed meet, I think they'll come to ours.
Well, you hope so.
Boy, you know, Lori Plinus, as I was saying, she has had extra duty this spring. We got an email the other day. All right, exactly which meets have you guys gone to? Which are canceled? Which are rescheduled? I'm trying to figure out contracts. And she had a stack. And I'm sitting back thinking, all right, I know it's not just track. It's golf and tennis and the mess that they get to deal with when the weather's like it is. And then there's transportation and Sandy in our transportation department trying to figure out. And I switch up buses. We only need one. We need two. And, you know, the drivers are counting on one thing. And, boy, it just wreaks havoc all through the support staff.
Yeah. But it's a labor of love, though.
Yeah.
they try to get everybody in the right places. And yeah, we were talking about Corby and all he's gone through, and Rocky's going through the same thing about trying to reschedule things. And then you just cross the fingers the weather's going to be all right.
Yeah.
And, you ever seen a spring like this?
Yeah, you know, I feel like every 4 years or so, I feel like each crew that comes through gets at least one spring where they really have to suffer with the weather. I remember, you know, speaking of canceled meets, Jefferson had to cancel the John Ask Relays, and they were going to honor Coach Tower with a presentation and naming an event for him. I remember 1 year his meet program had his team in front of a snow pile that was probably 15 feet tall. So, you know, it's not an unheard of spring, but you do kind of forget about it and get comfortable. And boy, Mother Nature brings you right back to reality.
Yeah, yeah, it really does. And yeah, they're going to get the John Ask in again. And I know, I think next Saturday you guys are going to schedule to go to Linmar anyway.
Scheduled to go to Linmar. We'll see what happens.
So, fingers crossed on that one. And where else do you go before championship season gets rolling?
That's this week. We got our meet on Tuesday and Linmar on Saturday. The following week, we go to Waterloo West, Waterloo Memorial Stadium for the USCA relays, and then down to Iowa City for the four-walled relays. So we're just going to follow Marion around for a little while and hope that we can get some help that way.
Yeah, well, and hopefully everybody can get them in. And yeah, you mentioned they're going to honor Coach Tower.
Yeah,
and then
yeah, what a fantastic coach he's been, and a good friend.
Right, and then also in Washington, naming their relays after Coach Pinckney, throwing him in there with Wilkinson. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty lofty status right there.
Yeah, that's nice to have.
Yeah,
and honor all the track coaches like that.
Yeah, those are icons in the state of Iowa.
Yeah. Did you get all your assistants named?
I did. Well, Cleet Younger works with our hurdlers and has done a great job with them. So he's got another good crew, and we get them all in there. That's going to include, as I said, Caleb Fuller and Mike Jasa. We've got a sophomore, Kian Davis, that does a fantastic job. And Shavi Parks is a senior that's just getting over some health issues as well. So I think when those four guys are rolling, they'll have a pretty good squad, and Coach Younger does a great job with them.
Yeah, and good staff that you've
fantastic
assembled.
Fantastic staff, yep.
Out there. And
really count on those guys, and they do a great job with us.
Yeah. Well, shovels, hopefully not needed on Tuesday. So
we'll
what time's everything?
Just in case.
What time's everything get underway on Tuesday?
We're gonna get started at 4:15 with our field events, and we'll start on the track about half an hour later.
Yeah. Well, I know it's gonna go.
It's going.
It's gonna happen.
It's
so
gonna happen.
Ready or not,
yeah. If you could give Rocky a call just to emphasize that point, we'd help. We'd appreciate it.
We'll do. We'll do. Hey, Bill, appreciate it. Thanks for stopping by, and keep up the great work at Prairie.
All right, thanks, and good luck on that. You got that Masters cap on, so proud
I'm ready.
Of that. I'm sure your golf game is doing well, and.
About, I've been out as many times as Marion's been outside to run and track me.
Sorry about that.
So I think everyone's in the same boat, though,
yep.
With that. All right, that's going to wrap things up for the Coach's Corner here on this Saturday morning, and we wish everyone a terrific weekend out there. Thank you for tuning in here today. So for my guest, Scott Unash, saying so long from the Coach's Corner right here on KGYM.
Well, well, well. What do we have here? A Poncheros tortilla.